Audio file lesson 34. David and Jonathan. The message: God blesses and protects his own in difficult circumstances. The Bible text: 1 Samuel chapter 18 verses 1 to 8, chapter 19 verses 1 to 10, and chapter 20 verses 1 to 41. The story: after his fight with Goliath, David lived with King Saul, who was Jonathan's father. Jonathan and David became good friends. There was peace in the land for a while. Jonathan should have been the next king because he was the king's son. However, God chose David to inherit the throne. Jonathan was not at all jealous or envious. David was his friend, and he loved him. The peace in Israel did not last very long, and soon there was war once again. Their old enemies, the Philistines, had invaded the country. With God's help, David was victorious once more. Joyfully, the army returned home. The women sang, "Saul has slain thousands, but David tens of thousands." On hearing this, Saul became very angry and jealous of David. He said, "They praise David more than me. Soon the people will choose to be their king." One day, Saul was uneasy. David played melodies with his harp to calm the king. Suddenly, Saul grabbed his spear and threw it at David. Fortunately, the spear missed David. This happened on two occasions, but David managed to jump out of the way each time. Jonathan warned his friend, "Hide until morning. I will speak to my father and tell you what he plans to do to you." Jonathan talked to his father. "David has always fought well for you. He killed the giant Goliath. He has never once done anything against you. Why do you want to kill someone who has not done anything wrong?" Saul promised he would not kill David. Unfortunately, it was not long before Saul forgot his promise and again threw a spear at David. Again, David managed to jump out of the way. That night, David fled. When they met again, Jonathan said, "You will not die. My father would tell me before he would kill you. If I shout to the servants, 'Look, the arrows are on this side,' you will know that no harm will come to you. If I shout to the servant, 'Look, the arrows are beyond you,' you will know that it is not safe for you to return to the king's house and you will have to go away." David hid in the field. Meanwhile, in the palace, there was a big feast. Saul asked why David was not there. Jonathan made excuses for his friend's absence. Saul became so angry that his son was sticking up for David that he threw a spear at his own son. Jonathan knew that David was right and he would have to go away. Jonathan shot three arrows and shouted to the servants, "The arrows are in front of you." He then gave his bow and arrows to his servants and sent him back to the palace. He wanted to see David one more time. They cried together because they knew that David had to leave. Suggestions for the teacher: show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, and additional materials like instruments, spears, or crown. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. How does Saul feel when everyone praises David? Possible answers include: he becomes envious. What does God do to protect David from Saul? Possible answers include: Jonathan stands up for David. David and Jonathan were true friends. How do we know this? Possible answers include: they make a vow. How does Jonathan show his friendship? Possible answers include: He warns David several times, or he helps David to escape. Have the children repeat, God was with David and protected him. God provided Jonathan as a friend and help for David. Real life application. Explain the following. Have you ever been in a situation where someone kept you from being hurt? Example, you were not careful before you crossed the streets, and a friend held you back while a car you did not see drove by. God used a person or presented the solution to protect us. Jesus is always called our true friend. Tell us why. Possible answers include, Jesus promised to be with us. He promised and sent us the Holy Spirit. He will come to fetch us. Finally, the message again. God blesses and protects his own in difficult circumstances. End of audio file lesson 34.